Nothing makes heads turn faster than the smell of freshly baked roti boy. If you're a diehard roti boy fan like most of us, you'd understand the struggle of not being able to get your regular fix since the MCO is still in place.
While we understand why they limited their business operations to ensure safety, it doesn't mean we miss them any less.
Recently, loyal roti boy fans have taken to Twitter to lament their cravings for the heavenly bun, https://twitter.com/tinkerbeltb/status/12549732861862701 https://twitter.com/ashril_92/status/12645756320675840 What makes roti boy so insanely addictive is the bun's pillowy texture and crunchy topping that makes you feel like you're biting into a cloud of coffee dreams. It's almost impossible to recreate. But it seems as though the roti boy gods have finally heard our prayers. https://www.facebook.com/10237038309557/posts/28776796122673O/?E&D=N Roti Boy Malaysia took to their Facebook page recently to share how you can bake yourself a tray of their signature fluffy buns with these 5 easy steps. Roti Boy Recipe 1. Order Roti Boy dough and topping because we clearly can't be trusted with the top secret Roti Boy recipe. These experienced bakers have done all the heavy lifting for us by preparing the dough and toppings from scratch. All you have to do is visit this link and order your pre-made ingredients to have it delivered right to your doorstep. It even comes with grated cheese, chocolate chips and almond nibs for you to add some extra flavor. 2. Thaw and proof store the special ingredients in the freezer when they arrive. Once you're ready to start baking, take them out to thaw. Cut out sheets of baking paper according to the size of the respective dough balls and place one dough on each sheet, fitting 6 on one tray. Ensure a 2-finger gap between the dough and the side of the tray and a 3-finger gap between each dough ball so they don't stick together. Leave the dough to proof for around 3.5 to 4 hours. You can sprinkle some water on the surface if it's dry. 3. Pipe the cream evenly by swirling it from the middle of the dough to its outer surface. Make sure you don't leave any gaps. 4. Bake while piping. You can preheat your oven to 170 degrees Celsius. Once you've finished piping all the dough balls, place the tray in the oven and bake for 15 to 18 minutes. 5. Enjoy. And finally, the moment you've been waiting for, it's time to devour this delectable delicacy. Would you try this recipe out at home? Share it with someone who will. Also read, this recipe for molten lava cake is so simple, even noobs can do it. You have reached the end of this story.